Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Can we just all lift our hands? I sense a very mighty walk of the Spirit in our midst. He's not necessarily in a very loud manifestation, but I can sense a mighty ministry of the Holy Spirit at work already in our midst to transform, to change. Tell him to speak to you in a special way tonight. Just one word. That one word for you that will transform your life. We are only here as vessels. Let him flow in the direction of that need in your life. Lord, give me that one word that would change my life forever. Go ahead and tell him, Lord, just one word. Your word is powerful. Just one word that can transform my life forever. That one word. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want distraction. Lift your hands, everybody. Everybody, lift your hands. That one word. That one word. That one word. That one word. Lord. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. That one word. Close your eyes if it can help you to focus and speak to him. There is certainly a God that listens to us. The Bible says when we pray, he answers us. That one word, Holy Spirit. And as you speak, 100 billion kindnesses are born. And the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stairs were made to worship, so blind, I can see your hand in everything you made. Every bone and star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so blind. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath. Evolving in pursuit of what you say. If it all reveals your nature, so alive, I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painter's sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obey you, so will I. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so alive, I can see your heart in everything you've done. Every path the sign in a rock of Adcolor.
gladly trust, surrender, so will I. Thank you, Lord. God of creation, dear the star before the beginning of time. God is powerful. Just watch the words and listen to the words. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and flashed out the wonder of light. Yeah. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form if the stars were made to worship so loud. I can see you have and everything you've made. Every morning star a signal fire of praise. And creation sings your praises so well. God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, no syllable empty your heart. Yeah. For once you have spoken, thank you, Lord, all nature and sound, all of the sound of your, oh my God, Rabba Shala, Rabba Baba Baba. Unless you speak,
and as you speak,
100 billion
creatures catch your breath,
yeah.
Evolving in pursuit of what you said.
Yeah.
If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say.
Every painted sky,
every painted sky,
the canvas of
your ways.
It's creation, yeah.
It's creation seals, obeys you so alive.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's be seated. The presence of God is here. I just want you to be free. We are not practicing regular church activity. We cannot just keep an algorithm and tell the Holy Spirit to follow. Are you listening? As it pleases Him, as it pleases Him, He will flow through us in any direction He wills. The Bible says the man of the Spirit cannot be predicted. That he's a wind, he's like a wind that starts from the north to the south, and that no one knows where he's coming from and where he's going to. So the Holy Spirit can decide to do anything he wants according to how he wills. Are we together? Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? I want your consciousness of God to be so stirred. Are we together? Matchless love and beauty, endless word. Nothing in this world can satisfy. For Jesus, you are the cup that wouldn't run dry. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Your matchless love and beauty, endless word. And nothing in this world will satisfy me. For Jesus, you are the cup that would run dry.
treasure of my heart and of my soul. In my weakness, you were merciful. Redeemer of my past and present wrongs, and the holder of my future.
I think we should sing this together, everyone.
You are the treasure of my heart and of my soul.
In my weakness.
In my weakness, you are merciful. Redeemer of my past, redeemer of my past and present wrong, and the holder of my future, holder of my future things to come.
The chorus says,
your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. And we sing, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh, your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence in heaven.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a song by Will call Weeble many years ago. I don't know if the keyboardist can cut. It says,
in your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God. In your presence, that's where I belong.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you set for the word? You know, while I was coming today, I said, Lord, give me a word that will be so transforming in the heart of people. I've been teaching for 3 since 5 days, and it's not about coming to say a lot of things. Are we together? No, I'm not saying that so that you clap. You know, I've taught for 3 since 5 days in a year, all right? Not 3 since 5 days, sorry. More than, because I didn't teach every day, okay? More than 100 sermons, right? And from when I knew myself, a lot of sermons. And I am so grateful to God for the transformation I'd seen yet. I remember I read about Katrin Kuhlman. I don't know if all of you know Katrin Kuhlman. Everybody should know her. And for some that don't know, Katrin Kuhlman is one of God's general, one of the God's general. We call them God's general because they are founding fathers of faith, and she's a woman. Are we together? A very wonderful, mighty woman of God that God used way back. And she said in one of her books that she will cry. She will cry so much after a healing meeting. Not because of the people that were healed. Of course, nobody would cry if people were healed. She was crying for the people that were not healed. And she would cry and cry, and they would still not be healed. She'd be asking the Lord, why are these ones healed and these ones not healed? And she said for several years she would cry after healing meetings. When people are gone, some people will be rejoicing and thanking God. You see her sitting down, and she's crying. Now, this happens not just to her. It happens to almost all the men of God on the earth. Are we together? Sometimes situations happen like that. And even to Jesus, it happened. You know, some people say, he prophet. Where did it happen with Jesus? The Bible says Jesus did not do so much miracles. He couldn't do
That's what the Bible said. So much miracles in his hometown because of what? Their unbelief. Is that not what the Bible said? Media, look, check that scripture for me. That Jesus couldn't do so much miracles in their hometown, in his hometown, because of their what? Unbelief. Now, I want everybody to pay attention. Is the problem really unbelief? Huh? Look at it critically. The Bible said unbelief, but if you look at it critically, the problem, the root problem is not really unbelief. The Bible said, Hinnom said a word after this. He said, a prophet is not honored in his word. So you can tell that the unbelief rose in their heart because they were familiar with the person of Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That is why they couldn't receive their miracle. So that's sometimes that means familiarity can cause unbelief. Are we together? So they were offended at him, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without what? Honor, except in his own country and in his house. NKJV makes it look like he's saying that a prophet in his house and in his country is not honored. Are we together? Give me the old KJV, just the literal KJV. It says, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Alright? Now, give me that part that then says, Jesus said, the Bible said Jesus couldn't do so much miracles because of their unbelief, some sort of. Verse what? I don't think it's downward. I think it's upward. Alright? Now, before they get that, we're going somewhere about the story of Kitchen Coleman. Are we together? The Bible said, the story says of it, that she will cry and cry and cry. And one time, while she was praying to God, praying in the Spirit, she asked the Lord, why is it that some people are healed and some are not healed? And he said to her, that I have special dealings with people. I have what? Special dealings with what? People. Ever read the part of Scripture? Check it out for me. It says, God would not put new wine in what? Old wineskin. Meaning it doesn't matter how much people cry and cry and cry. The Bible said it is established that God would not put what? New wine in what? In other words, if people are not capacitated as the new wineskin, the new wine will not be in them, no matter how they cry. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? What am I saying in essence? That sometimes the people who are praying for and saying God should touch, they have something personal with God that they've not dealt with. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? He said, what can a man offer in exchange of his soul? You are praying for a man and telling him that you believe that God will take him out of poverty, but God is seeing a womanizer in the future. And he's seeing how that womanizing will kill him and take him to hell. And that's why God is leaving him in that state. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Please follow me carefully. A lot of people are stuck in a place because God can predict their future based on how much capacity they have at the status quo. He's seen what they are made up of in the now. He can tell from what he's seen on them that they cannot be loyal to him in the future. He can tell that they will end up in hell. And it's not about being loyal to him. If you look at it critically, if God said be loyal to him, it's actually you being loyal to yourself. Look at it critically. Everything that is called sin is something against you. Everything that is called sin is something against you. Whatever, check whatever we call sin. It is something Satan put in your heart, put in your soul, planted in your soul, so that he gets you what? Destroyed. Are you listening to me? Are you all here? Very important. Because the Bible says the enemy has come, but to what? To what? And to what? So he creates systems, he creates strategies that will cause you dead, destroyed. That when, the Bible said in Matthew 13, that when the good farmer came and planted, while men slept, what did the Bible say? He said the devil came and he sowed the wrong seed. He sowed the wrong seed. And I love a part of the scripture. Is it verse 26? We did it on Sunday. That says, because of the word of God in the hearts of people, right? It says they were faced with what? Troubles and what? Tribulation. What part of scripture is that? I gave it on Sunday. Verse what? He said they were faced with what? Tribulations and sorrows and etc. Let's see verse 21. I hope that's it. Yet had he not root himself, but joy for a while, for when the tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, in the NKJV, so that human beings can understand. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word. So why do tribulation and persecution arise in this part of scripture? Because of what? The word. Because of what? The word. In other words, sometimes when the devil sees the glory of God about to rise from your heart, he can bring what? Tribulation and what? Circumstances. Just when the word of God hits you, you know, some of you can bear witness to this, that when you had the one of the most biggest meeting, you know, your biggest meeting might not be my biggest meeting. Sometimes you come to church, somebody's more blessed than another person because pastor really spoke to that person. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And the person just goes back home and suddenly all the bad things you ever left are knocking on your door. You are remembering everything because he wants to steal the word from you. Are you listening to me? How many of you have left church and your phone screen broke after a powerful meeting? Maybe not everybody. One of our dearest sister, Gina. I will never forget that meeting. I was seated at the front, very powerful meeting. Everybody was blessed. She was so blessed. And after a while, we were about to go home and she was looking like she wanted to cry. And I said, what is wrong? In fact, was she not even crying? She said her new phone fell after service at the back in church in the presence of God. And the screen broke. And she said, it's a new phone. And I suffered to buy it. You know, Satan wanted to paint in her. Do you know everything I thought now is just flying like cloud? Just flying, evaporating. And I said to her, I want to join you. Fix the screen. I just wanted her to be happy. If else Satan wants what? Steal the word from her heart. Everything we said now, she cannot remember. She's thinking about her phone. And the devil, you know, that one is even quite mild. There are some that the reason why they cannot do great things is because of their phone too. Their phone. I wish I gave the picture to their Nathaniel to see. Maybe I'll try to send it if I can find it somehow. That the picture was like this. They took a man, and the man, I don't know if some of you have seen that picture. The man was not standing straight. The man was wearing suit, a giant looking man, right? So he stood facing them from his back, facing people from his back, alright? And he bent his back like this. Are we together? I can't give that kind of example. But do you understand what I'm trying to say? From the back, he bent like this. And the back of the man was a phone. Alright? And the phone had some kind of ideologies he wanted to put in the heart of people. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Was it a phone or a TV? A TV, yes. And so people were addicted. They were just watching. And they were just painting their minds with anything they want them to hear. You know, one time there was this guy they just caught not too long. Not very dark man. Is an American that they saw body of oils. Yes, PDD. They caught the man with some bottle of... How many of you saw that story on the internet? Bottle of oils and the rest. And baby oil. And they said they accused him of gayism, alright? And they said he was even, they were not happy, he was raping men, some sort of, and the rest. Alright, now follow me carefully. Don't just laugh. It's something that should make you cry and laugh at the same time. Alright? And that most singers in that part of the world that some of you were dying for, or are still dying for, were all a byproduct of an encounter with him. In fact, they said some singers actually sang songs that time we did not understand. One of them was Justin Bieber. I was there at the Didi's party. How many of you can remember that song? Oh goodness, what is Pastor singing? Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, you don't know the song? I'm sure you don't know Justin Bieber too. You know the song? Okay. You know, church people can pretend very well. And hallelujah to Jesus. He said some things that struck my heart. I was just watching. I just showed my tea. I said, see what this man said. He was boldly declaring before they caught him that we're going to paint the world with the color we want. We're going to influence your kids. We're going to determine what they like, what they watch. He was saying some words like that. I don't know if some of you saw the video. Hiddenly, he was just challenging some people and telling them that they are going to paint the world with the color they want, and they will determine what their children want and how their children think and the rest. I said, God, what impetus? They know what they are doing. Because they bought the media. Over 60% of what they want you to see is what you see. You get what I'm trying to say? How many of you have been online and you see things you never planned to see? You know why you saw them? If people just posted it in their timeline and that was it, you would have not seen it. They sponsored it. Not this 10k sponsorship you do. Somebody used like 1 million and sponsored its ads. So whether you have a deal with Mark Zuckerberg that you are not supposed to see it, he will show you. On Facebook, it is who has more money that shows people anything he wants to show. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That's why some of us, by force, we know that there's such a thing as Big Brother Niger. That's not just all. We even know the contestant. Yet, we never watch the show. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Why? Because of the influence. Even money is a what? Defense. Glory to God forevermore. Please follow me. We are going somewhere. So when he said those words, I was really touched. It was as if he stirred something in my spirit. I said, oh, there, God, Christians need to wake up. Beyond religion, Christians need to what? Wake up. You must understand that you are called to live for something bigger than your life. Please listen to me carefully this night. Think beyond doing church. Imagine life beyond doing church, playing religion. Owning a business, having money. You know why even God will sponsor you with his kind of money? Because your ideology with his own is one. He's seen that you have him in your heart. He's the center of your heart. And that is why he will make you his financial steward. Are you all listening to me? Hey, who is that? Sit down. Hallelujah to Jesus. Very important. So tonight while I was coming to church, I was thinking. That is why I was not in a rush to start teaching the word of God. I said, we've been teaching for so long. Now, thank God, like I said with Kitchen Kuman's story, for the miracle she said. But she was so worried of the people that were yet changed. They were not changed yet. She was so worried. They didn't receive their healing. She was so worried. And that was my burden tonight coming to this church. The Lord spoke to me and said, is there hope for a tree that is dry? He said, at the scent of water. At the scent of water. He said, thy board will rise. And the Lord gave me a scripture to start with tonight. Romans 8 from 19. In the literal NKJV rendition. Yes, this rendition. It said, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons. Next part of scripture. He then says, for the creation was subject to futility, not willingly. Please follow me carefully. That the earnest expectation of the whole of creation awaits what? Who are the sons? I and you, isn't it? Is waiting for the revealing of sons. Now, let's be very realistic with interpreting this scripture. The Bible said the revealing of what? Sons. Meaning they are sons, but they need a revealing. He's not just talking about those that are a consequence of John 1 and 12. For as many as have believed in his name, to them he gave the power. No, he's saying, yeah, you believe in his name, but there needs to be a revealing to creation about your identity as a son. You see why he said that. Go to verse 20. He said, for the creation was subject to what? Subjected to what? Futility. Worse. Past tense. Was subjected to what? Futility. Not what? What? But because of what? Him. Who what? Now, him there is capital letter. Please look at it carefully. Him there is what? That means they are talking about who? God Almighty. Are you here tonight? Can I have two folks just come to the front? Two people. Come to the front. Pastor, sit down. Let me use a tall person and somebody that is quiet. Okay, come. Praise, right? Huh? Praise, right? Now, watch me, please. Go, climb up, rather. Climb up too with him so that they can all see you. Alright, please, let's respect ourselves so that this meeting can go well. No noise. Alright, please. The spirit is moving. This is Mr. I can't believe it. I don't know your name. What's your name? Eh? Victor. Sorry. This is Mr. Victor. And this is Mr. Praise. Victor, how old are you? Sorry, do you mind? You mind if people know? Alright. Victor said he's 22 years old. What's the reaction for? Well, some of you thought he was more than 22, right? Alright, he's 22. He can only marry a 21. Victor is 22 years old. Focus here. It's age that made all of you to lose concentration. Please focus on me. I don't know why they are. It's like you look more mature than your age. Is that it? Oh, the beard. Wow, you bless. Hallelujah to Jesus. That means, okay, how old are you? 12. 22 minus 12. Huh? Ah, no, it can work. Alright, so imagine Victor like how you imagined before you knew his age. Imagine Victor to be 30. 30 minus 12. Huh? 18. 5. Yeah, at 18 somebody can have a child now. Okay, let's be more realistic. Imagine Victor to be 35. Is that possible? So how old will he be? Minus 12. 20 what? Let's just leave it at 40. So how old will he be? 28. At 28 you can have a 12-year-old boy, right? Is it possible? Alright, imagine it's possible. Should I use 50? 40 is okay. Now, everybody look at me, please. No noise. Hello? Look at me. You are about to enter. Let me use your head. You are about to enter 2025. You are making noise in church when they are preaching. So far, never tire you. So Mr. Victor can give birth to praise according to the age we have imagined. So I said, for instance, Victor, God gave you this child. The Bible says children are gift from God, right? So take care of the child. Alright? Take care of the child. How do I give this example? Whew. There's something I didn't arrange well. My storyline is having a little issue today. What will I say now? Who knows what I want to say? Creativity. Huh? There's a way I used to do it. Alright. Please follow me. The example may not make sense, but just follow it like that. I'll change it. I want Victor to take care of praise. Alright? Now don't imagine them as father and son. Are we together? Imagine as master and not servant. Boy. More like a guardian. Okay? So I'm the father of Victor. That will work. Alright? I'm the father of Victor. Just trust God it will work. Because I'm not a young boy at all. I'm a man. I have a child like him. So, I'm your father, alright? Like your physical father now. You would like me to be your father? Okay. Like your physical father now. You say, yes, sir. And I gave Victor you. And I said, take care of him. I said, take care of him, Victor. And I said, Victor, for you to be able to take care of praise, you must know the Bible. Now give me a Bible. Because I want you to raise praise to become a good Christian. Please follow me carefully. I want you to raise praise to become what? But I'm not available, right? I'm in a far country, a distant country. But I want Victor to raise praise to become a good Christian. Can Victor raise praise without reading the Bible? So what do you need to raise praise to becoming a good Christian? Knowing the Bible. You must first know the Bible. I think that scripture is 1 Timothy what? Paul speaking to Timothy. 2:50. Let's read it so that you understand my example. My example won't have a scriptural backup. I want us to read together. Are you ready? Media, we are waiting. This is 2024 Eve into 2025. You should be smart. 1 Timothy what? 2:15. Who said that? 1 Timothy what? That says, the part of the Bible that says what? Verse 17. 1 Timothy what? 2 Timothy what? 2:15. That's not the scripture I'm looking for. The part of the Bible that says, pay attention to the word of God so that you can save yourself and those that are. 1 Timothy 4:15. Alright, don't mind us. Just follow, okay? 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be what? Evident to all. Listen carefully. That's Paul telling Timothy. Meditate on the word of God. Give yourself entirely to the word of God that your progress may be what? Evident to everybody. Next part of scripture. Then he says this. He says, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. God's word. He said, because if you do that, what will happen? You will what? Save both. Look at the third line. It says, for the second part of the second line. He said, for in doing this, you what? Save both yourself and what? Those who hear you. So if this man knows the word of God, he will be what? Then he will be able to say what? Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Now that's the only reason he will be able to save him. Without the Bible, without the word of God, he can't save this boy and make him who God wants him to be. Imagine the big him down there. Imagine I'm standing in the stead of God now. And I gave him a responsibility of raising this young man. But how will he raise him if he doesn't know the word of God? Is it possible? Because he himself is not what even saved yet. So he cannot even save another person. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? But look at what the Bible said. Go back there. We'll start from verse 19 again of Romans 8. Everybody read together. 1, 2, read. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly wait for what? Next part of scripture. So according to this part of the Bible, who is the sons of God? Yeah, we know. Let's imagine this guy is in three. How can we have two people join him? You shift like this. More like a set of Mr. Victor. Two people who look like Victor, the same height. Run. If you feel like you are the same height with him, that's good. So they are like, these are Victors. Okay? Go around, you are like a set. Can we have two people who look like him? Do we have children in the church? Whether girl or boy? If you know you are a small boy or a small girl, can you come? Where is Tio? You need to take care of this one very well, Victor. Not only spiritual, it's physical too. Tio, what happened to your shoe? My God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So these are the praise, and this is what? These are the victors. These are the praise. You are not... A girl can be praised too, right? The praise. So these ones are the ones that are supposed to what? Huh? I thought you were following my example. These ones are the ones that are supposed to what? What will qualify them to take care of this one? Are you guys following me now? Meaning, if these ones don't have the Bible, they cannot be saved, and they cannot save this one. So these are the sons now in Romans 8:19. Let's read about them. Read Romans 8:19 again. Media 19 again. Everybody, for the earnest aspect of are waiting for what? The revealing of which word? How would they be revealed? I like as we are getting it now. Who are the creation? Them. Alright? So for the earnest expectation of creation, await what? Because if these guys get it, these guys will what? Get it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So let's part of scripture. Everybody, let's read. You get it now. For the creation was what? Like this young man now. Not what? But because of what? So you see, these people are originally supposed to be what? Men of God, good Christians. Is that not the Father's desire? The one that gave them the responsibility. He said, raise these boys to be what? Good, strong Christians. Alright? But now that these boys are not... They've been given the responsibility to raise these ones to be Christian, but one, they are playing. I mean, they have the ticket. If they press a little bit, they have access to the Bible. The Bible is given to them free. They are not going to pay for it. But they are not even reading the Bible. Some of them won't have it. They are not reading it. Alright? They all have the Bible. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But they are not even what? Reading it. Everything was given to them free. That's grace. He died for them. He did everything. The Father who gave them responsibility gave them everything they will ever need to achieve that word responsibility. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Free, he gave them. They did not do anything by themselves. The only thing they have to do now is to make sure they read this Bible. Read it so much, because in doing so, the word, them what? Their what? You forgot it so early. 1 Timothy 4:15. What would they do? Verse 16. They will save themselves and what? Those that will hear them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Please follow me very, very carefully. It said, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who what the him there now is capital, is outside the box. That's God Almighty. And I said, imagine me standing in his stead, giving these people the responsibility over these people. But because these people don't want to take responsibility by studying what has been given to them freely to make them capacitated to raise these other people, what is happening to these other people? They are subjected to what? Futility. Look at it in Amplified Rendition. See what he says about, just see, I like the, he said, that for the creation was subjected to frustration and what? Futility. Not what? But because of some intentional thought on its part. But by the will of what? He said, for the creation was subjected to frustration and futility. Frustration and futility. Frustration and futility. Frustration and futility. Not willingly. Frustration and futility. Have you seen people in smoking before? Have you seen people in several kinds of addiction before? We are talking about creation now. The Bible says anything you see them doing today is not willingly. I was in Akwanga one time. By chance, somehow. I was coming from Abuja and that was my first car. I didn't really know much about car. We forgot to put water in the radiator because it was leaking. Are we together? So we forgot to top water in the morning and the driver just drove. He forgot and I forgot. We were rushing to meet up with service on Sunday. And the worst happened. The car stopped somewhere around that water board into Akwanga and it overheated. So instead of waiting a little bit before we pour water and continue the journey, we just, because I was in a hurry, I said, just open it and pour water. And if you open it and pour water, it will what? Burn the top gasket. So it did burn the top gasket. So we had to stay in Akwanga. Some of our pastor friends helped me. We went to a pastor. We stayed there. He looked for a mechanic. We couldn't make it for the service again. All right? Because of the situation. Are we together? So in the morning, while we were waiting, we took our things. I was with Mama T in the pastor's house. We took our things and went to the mechanic so that from there we'd just be going straight to Makodi. As we're waiting, I saw one of the mechanics smoking before he would start working. He came late. He's a Muslim. They were working already, but he came late. So while he was smoking, the pastor joked with him. I said, why are you smoking on a Sunday morning? What is wrong with you? So he laughed. And he said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. Very respectful. Nice guy. He said, I'm so sorry, Pastor. What does he mean by that? Meaning this thing has become his character. It has entered his blood. He is not able to what? Stop it. But good character. He can talk to people nicely. He is greeting people what? Nicely. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Church, please listen to me carefully. So you see, now somehow Amplified Rendition said because of some intentional thought. But not because of some intentional fault on its part. He said, not willingly. And it's looking like, how will you say that man is not in that frustration willingly? He put himself in that character. You know, there are some Christians that will say he's a very stupid man. Why did he start smoking? Me, I'm not smoking. See, why do you think you are not smoking today? Does anybody have an answer? There is truly no answer. If you check it critically, the reason why you are not smoking today, somehow there's truly no answer. It's just the grace and mercy of God. The reason why you are not bad today, a prostitute today, you think you have all the answers. You think is there are people who have more disciplined parents than you. And they are doing the worst. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. It's just what? The grace of God. There are people whose children, who are even pastors, that their children are misbehaving. Let me tell you how some people started smoking in my secondary school. I will never forget. They drove the guy out from NDA. Please focus on me tonight, everybody. They drove him from NDA finally. I wouldn't call his name. There were like five of them. Three, four, five of them. My secondary school classmate. I went to NDA staff primary and secondary school. And they all wanted to be cadets. I actually didn't have the intention, so I didn't go. And they got it somehow. They got it. And we heard after a while that one of them or two of them were discarded. That they went into NDA when they were on break. They live close to NDA. If you are in NDA, you know where they call Asurok. It just have a little fence that you can cross in Abyssinia, close to Abyssinia Battalion. So they just crossed over when they were on break and were dealing with short service cadets. These people that do 9 months. They entered inside NDA and started beating these guys up, punished them, carried sand, put in their ear, dealt with them in a way that is not normal. And the cadets were scared, of course, because these people are what? Senior cadets. Even though they were on break, they were scared of the guys. To a point, they packed sand and were pointing on somebody's ear. Now, we know the military is disciplined, but that one now is like madness. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So the commandant actually was so angry about it. It was giving the military a bad name. He actually, you know, naturally, those people were never supposed to be seen, because even if you put a gun on the cadet's head and say, who did that? They will not tell who did it. But he forced them to a point that they actually had to tell the people that did that to them. And when they found those guys, they sacked them. I remember those guys very well. Those guys were my classmates. I remember the day they started smoking. I will never forget. We're in a class like this. They just bought, they call it Vaga at that time. I think one of the names is called Squad 5. Some of you will know about it. I don't know if they still sell it, but they used to sell it those days in secondary school. When they bought the Squad 5, listen, almost everybody in the class, both boys and girls, were testing it. They were just sharing it like communion. Everybody was testing, including me. I tasted it. We're all testing it. When it got to those boys, they didn't just test, they drank everything. And they said, next. When they gave them next again, they drank. They wanted to feel like big boys. You know, they wanted to show the girls that they are big boys. They can take what normal boys cannot take. You know, things like that. And the girls were like, wow. They took it. Their head is strong. When they took it, they were high. Literally, now, we're seeing this thing. One, I remember, I don't want to call his name, funny and small. He went and took it and was mad in the class that day. But these other ones took it. They now went to the back of an uncompleted building in the class. I was seeing it in my two kuro eye. They bought cigarettes. The first time, they went to Mami Market, bought cigarettes, and were smoking. The first time in their life, I can. So when they were sharing it, for me, I had been in the Bible for a long time, and I know that this is not bad. My logical sense is not the Holy Spirit. I just know that this thing would destroy me. Somehow, it used to burn. Somebody said, how did Pastor know? It used to burn our hearts when they smoke and they blow the smoke, and I mistakenly inhale it. It will burn my heart. So I just knew that I cannot. That was the reason. Though. See, if the thing did not burn my heart, maybe I would have tasted it too. No joke. No. I'm telling you the truth. Why did I not drink alcohol? I couldn't drink alcohol because I didn't find any reason to. It was bitter and it was still burning my heart. I tasted it. So when I found out it was burning my heart, I stopped. What was the reason why I didn't drink or smoke? Are you seeing any reason now? No reason, because it was burning my heart. What if it was not burning my heart? We move. The truth is that there was no reason why I didn't do this kind of things. You know, some people say, I've been holy all my life. I've never touched a woman all my life. The truth is that you didn't have some opportunities. Because if you truly had the opportunities, you would have done it. That is why you don't brag in the flesh. You look foolish when you brag in the flesh. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm not saying go and create opportunities. But you know what I'm talking about. There are some opportunities. This, you know, when I was in university, one time I was teaching my roommate and some people joined. So while I was teaching him, I was sharing with him how to avoid trials and temptation. And I now use my life. I said, you are here. You see the messages that come to my phone. I show you sometimes. How many? He started smiling, affirming what I was saying. How many ladies are disturbing me in this campus, blah, blah, blah. You were here when that lady said the message that she just wanted to just have sex with me, and that was all. I mean, it happened. She said she doesn't want relationships. And I showed him, I said, is this one mad? Then, one of the room, the neighbors was there. He started smiling. I thought I was teaching the word of God. He's like, Pastor, can I get the girl's number, please? Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember the meeting scattered. Everybody started laughing. He said, Pastor, please, can I just see the girl's number? Meaning, what I was resisting was his joy. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? So look at the critic. Why is it that you didn't do what you are accusing people of doing? Maybe because you didn't have the opportunity. I tell you, there are some poor people that think that they are humble and holy. And the reason why they are still poor is because God knows them. Because the moment they hit that 1 million, I'm not saying 1 billion, I say 1 million. Oh my God. They will be shouting, I will shut down everywhere. Yeah. That's what they'll be shouting. Like a story I heard, they say a man heard that he won 5 million and he fainted. I was embarrassed. Because at that young age, I have calculated the 5 million, it has finished. But the man won. Fainted. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? It shows the little capacity of his heart. Like one time in school, a young man said to us, he woke up in the morning, he was just bragging in the compound. He said, if I get 2 million, I go lock all of them for this compound. I go lock the VC. I go lock everybody in this school. 2 million. So I just touched my roommate. I said, 2 million. He will lock all of us in the compound. He will lock VC. I said, this one is poor. VC, 2 million. Because the capacity of his heart was what? Small. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Please follow me. Don't be distracted. So, there is no reason to brag. The Bible says we are all saved by grace. Else any man should what? Boast. You cannot boast. You can't boast at all. That is why I hardly, you know, one time when we were younger, we were somewhere. They don't say if you're a virgin, stand up. I didn't know that people don't used to stand up for that kind of thing. So I stood up. When I stood up, I said, yeah. Who? Everybody was laughing everywhere. And I almost started crying literally. I just sat down. They said, if you stand up, I said, no, I'm not. Because I was totally embarrassed. I thought it was a believer's gathering and we're all ministers and maybe the man of God wanted to vet us and, you know. So I just stood up humbly, you know, if you're very, very proudly, whoo! And everybody started laughing at me. Even the man of God started laughing at me. So when he said the second time, no, until you say, I said, no, sir, I'm not. That was the day I knew that that information was not valid. I remember one time again, when BSU did, there was a club, the Virgins Club. They call it the Consecrated Ones. And that if you are not a virgin, you cannot belong to the club. So, a lady created the club and they had a t-shirt for everybody. And on the t-shirt, you write, I am proudly a virgin, consecrated to the Lord. So, they now said I should join the group. Say, are you a virgin? Okay, so welcome to our group. We suspect that because you are a pastor, so join our group. I said, okay, if I join the group, what happens? We are the selected, the remnants, the consecrated ones. And as you have joined now, we'll give you a t-shirt. It's a sign of separation. I said, what will I do with the t-shirt? Say, you'll be wearing it every day. And I said to them, I'm not a virgin. I don't want to join. Now, that information is very useless. Listen to me, please, people of God. See, this Christianity is not on anybody's hand. Nobody owns it. It's God that what owns it. It is what God says in the Bible, not what people are saying and shouting. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Your Holy Spirit is not in me. I'm not the one holding your Holy Spirit. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm not the one holding your Holy Spirit. You are not the one holding my Holy Spirit. We are not the one holding our Holy Spirit for anybody. My Holy Spirit is in me. Your Holy Spirit is in you. God knows why He gave everybody their own Holy Spirit. He's one Spirit, but everybody have one. His omnipresence. He can be everywhere at the same time. So He gives me the Holy Spirit to teach you the word. You have the Holy Spirit to vet what I'm saying. You can't just sit down and anytime anybody says goes to you. You have the Holy Spirit to bear testimony. Bear witness of the truth you are hearing. He even told you to test all spirit. You test spirit by the words they say. Somebody can come looking like Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And say, hey, I'm Jesus. Oh, Jesus, my Lord. He said, go to the river and catch a fish. I want to eat fish. Imagine you see Jesus and you say, go to the river in the night and go and catch a fish. What kind of Jesus is that? Oh, you see Jesus now, and Jesus looks at the Bible. He didn't say anything. Jesus will say, hi, I'm Jesus. Say, yes, I've seen you in plenty of pictures. My Lord, speak to me. He will say, go into the forest, get 5 cowries, pray with them. And anytime you pray with it, I'll answer you. Do you know this is how some people started some kind of religiosity they started? It's not in the Bible, but a being appeared to them. I hope you know the Bible said the devil is like a roaring lion looking for what? People to devour. And think about it. You think Satan would just be in the realm of the spirit and just come to us just physically and say, look at my butt here and my long nose. I am Satan. No. He will do things that will make sure we don't even notice him. He will come in ways that will not notice him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He will come in ways that will be difficult for us to know. That's how he behaves. You think Satan cannot appear? Now, listen, I'm not superstitious. But you think Satan cannot appear and come and tell you a lie? Just to make sure a lie enters your heart? The Bible calls him the father of all lies. Listen to me, not some lies. Father of what? Meaning any lie that's existed in this world, Satan started it. He has agents. I hope you know Satan can appear in spirit and tell you something so that you are wowed. Because all of us seated here, we are more conscious of the natural than the supernatural. Meaning if all of us are here now, we see an angel here, everybody will be like, wow. Because it's what? Supernatural. That means Satan knows that anything supernatural has the potency to confuse anybody. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That is why he may come like a supernatural being to get you all confused. Are you guys listening to me? I don't want movement. Minimize any kind of movement in this place. Hallelujah to Jesus. So that he gets us confused. So he knows. Many years ago, a young man met me on campus as a student. He said to me, sir, I want power. I said, you get the power, but calm down. He said, sir, hunger is hunger. I said, calm down. You get this power, but just be consistent in praying and stay with the Holy Spirit. And somehow the power will come when it's time for it to come. He wouldn't listen. He was hungry, he said. And one of those days on campus in the midnight, when everybody, many people have gone to read, he prayed till the morning. And when he prayed, he had an encounter. Guess who he saw in the encounter? Not Jesus. He saw a woman. And she appeared looking all on white. And she said, I want to give you power. True life story. He's not somebody that will lie to me. And when he opened his mouth, she said, open your mouth to receive this power. He opened his mouth and she poured something that was bitter on his tongue. When he tasted, Papa, this is so bitter. What kind of power is this? She said, open your mouth more. Let me pour more power. He said, in the name of Jesus. He said, don't call that name. Then he said, Jesus. He said, don't call it. And I said, Jesus. Jesus. He was shouting, Jesus, till she ran away. Looking so bright. Fine woman. Because I think somewhere in the story he told me, I asked her name. She said, I'm the God of the sun. Something like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. That one even said true. The Bible said, sometimes Satan appears as an angel. He will not even tell you, I'm God of the sun. He will say, I am Mary. Lord help me. I just want to tell. Should I tell you people the truth or I should go home? Should I teach you the Bible? I said nobody has this religion on his hand. Nobody has this Christianity on their hand. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I was speaking with my mother 2 days ago, with my father in the house. They were telling me some stories. In all honesty, I don't disrespect them. Alright? Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And they were telling me some stories. They said, some events, not stories. They said, this is our village. They were just complaining about village. They said, Kai, this charm is, they do charm, witchcraft is too much. That they, blah, blah, blah. They were just telling me people they've dealt with, blah, blah, blah. And what they've said about certain people. And, you know. And they said, I'm even suspecting that they are the ones disturbing your dad's health. So I just stood up in anger. I was tired. I was feeling so bored. So when she sat down that she suspected, I got on, I said, you suspect them? Say, yes, so that's why anything they do, I don't like to put my mouth and talk. I said, why will you not talk? He said, because if I talk, they will affect me and my children. I said, what children? And I asked her a question. I said, what kind of Christianity are you practicing? That you are scared of Satan? Then I asked her a question. Where in the Bible did Jesus ever say, Satan may hit me if I go back home in the night after doing this deliverance? Then Jesus wanted to sleep in the night. He now said, oh, disciples, let's pray against Satan. Remember we casted legions of demons, so they may come against us. So let's pray. Did it ever happen in the Bible? Then I said to her, what kind of Jesus are you serving? If Jesus never spoke like this, you shouldn't speak like this. Then she said, Simon, me, this is not, God gave people different kind of spirit. She's a very wonderful woman. She said, God gave people different kind of spirit. Your own is a strong spirit. Our own is, I said, God gave everybody one kind of spirit. Everybody's spirit is strong. If your own is not strong, it's the devil that gave you. The Bible says, we have not received the spirit of what? But the spirit of what? Of what? And of what? Tio? What happened? You want to pee? Okay, you can go. We have work. All right. Are you here? My goodness. You have work on creation. That creation. Oh my God. That one, don't send anybody. Are you guys here? I will soon be done. Right? Hallelujah to Jesus. We have not received the spirit of what? But the spirit of what? Of what? Is fear in the spirit? Then I said to her, Mommy, pray re-prayer. Say, which one is re-prayer? I used to pray my chaplet. I said, Mommy, that one, where did you find it? Now, church, if you want to leave, you can stand up and leave, but hear me. Where in the Bible did the Bible say we should carry something and be counting? No, listen carefully. I wanted to pray. Listen to me carefully. Hey, church, are you here? I wanted to pray for a woman. She was about to die. She was so sick. She was peeing on her body. She was pooing on her body. And they took me there to lay hands on her. So I said, woman, can you please just give me the privilege to lay my hands on you? That's what I said to her. And when I got there and said these words, she said to my wife, because my wife is related to, she said to my wife, no, she held a very big chaplet on her head, on her chest. Said, no, I'm praying. And she had a picture of a woman she feels is the mother of Jesus. So I said to my wife, this thing is not going to work. Can you give me the privilege? Please listen to me carefully. I know some of you are pumping, because I'm sure some of you are coming from several denominations. But just give listening ear. I'm not saying believe me. Oh, listen to me. Go back and believe what you want to believe. But just try and listen to me. Are we together? I said, just give me an opportunity to lay hands. I have to lay. She said, no. I said, okay. I couldn't. Push on. I said, Mama T, there is no miracle that can happen here. This woman rejected her salvation. I said, I really don't know, but I wish her well. The next day she died. And I told Mama T, you people explain the situation. Hey, pooing on body, this one on body, blah. I don't care. We're talking about the power of God here that can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we have thought or imagined. How? According to his power at work in us. And I felt like I was somebody carrying that power. Like you can too. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So I felt like, can I lay my hands on this woman? But she rejected. Jesus taught us to lay our hands on the sick. And she said she was praying to her mom according to her. And I said, this wouldn't work. I promised her. And I told my wife, I said, do you know how these people started this thing? I was in that denomination. I said, there were three children from a particular country that were shepherding their sheep, and suddenly a woman appeared. It's not in the Bible. And the woman told them that they should take this in and be praying it every day of their life. And I asked her, I said, where is it written in the Bible that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and any of the 12 said we should pray like this? She said, no place. I said, that simply means this is wrong. We don't use encounters to validate scriptures. We validate encounters by scriptures. If it's not in the Bible, it is wrong. There is no information in the world greater than the information in the Bible. We're about to step into New Year. I want to help your heart. Because if you keep on thinking the way you were thinking all of these years, you will remain where you are. I mean, I've seen people die from false belief. I've been preaching for a while. I've seen people die. People we can help die. Two things that came, majorly one thing, pride of life. You tell somebody, why are you holding on to this belief that is killing you? He said, no, we started it. We believe here. We want to die here. Why are you holding on to it? Are you the founder of the belief? Have you vetted this belief? Do you know whether this thing is true or not? And I always tell them, do you know in the realm of the spirit, there is no church written in the realm of the spirit? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There is no place for a particular church in the realm of the spirit. Do you know that? You think when we get to heaven, God will say, glory carrier, so I may could not come like this. Come. You think that's what will happen? Secondly, was it Nathaniel I was showing that scripture? Maybe you check it for me. In the book of Revelations 2. I showed when we're trying to edit the videos. I said, look at this part of the Bible that shows how that God holds a candlestick of a church. Meaning in the realm of the spirit, they were not existing, but they were physical with their activities on the earth. They were attending church, but in the realm of the spirit, God offed their candlestick. Meaning God is saying, this is not a church again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Why? Because of what? Their beliefs were wrong. Their practices were wrong. Listen, like I say again, you are the one in charge of beliefs. Don't think that God will hold anybody responsible for what you believe. Because he has given you the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, if you are in the realm of the spirit, if you graduate to heaven, all right, and God looks at you and says, why did you suffer this and that and this in your life when I've done this for you? You can't say, God, it's because of that pastor that taught me this or that priest that taught me this. God will say, you are being foolish. I've given you the Holy Spirit. Now, what did he say in the book of Joel? He said, I've poured my spirit upon. Did he say some flesh? What did he say? All flesh. Meaning he didn't choose you by your race, gender, anything. He poured his spirit upon all flesh. Meaning if you don't believe the truth of God's word, it is at your detriment. Are you guys here tonight? We are going somewhere. People are suffering. People are suffering. In the book of Second Corinthians, Paul talking about the communion. He said, for this reason, many are dead, many are perishing, because they just eat the communion, but they are not discerning the Lord's body. Meaning they are not eating it with what? Revelation. That means Paul is saying, now, Paul is not saying that they died because they ate it without revelation. No, they insulted it while they ate it. You know, some people have this claim that when you eat the communion and you insult it in sin and the rest, God will punish you. It's not true. What that part of scripture means is that the reason why people were still dying after claiming they are eating the body of Christ is because they don't have a revelation of what the body of Christ is and can do. So you can be a sinner, eat the body of Christ and still be in sin because you don't know you ate the body of Christ. Communion means common union. When you are eating the body of Christ, you are affirming that you have a common union with the body of Christ. Meaning his body is now your body. His flesh is now your flesh. His new life in his blood is now your life. How can you have the same body with Christ and life with Christ and live in sin? Second question, how can you have the same body and blood of Christ and you are living in sickness? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, what if you eat it knowing you are eating the body of Christ and know the possibilities in this body? Do you know if you catch this revelation, anytime you take the communion or partake in it, you are going back free from sin? You are going back free from sickness? That is why one of the ways I've done the miraculous for some people who cannot receive the word of God immediately is by communion in this church. There are some people that come to me with terrible sicknesses. And I tell them, get you... Yofas, what do they call it? I think Yofas. Get it for me, get the wine, and I pray over it, and I give them part of the Bible to read, and I tell them to take it every day of their life. And someday they just come to this land, they are giving a testimony, the sickness is totally gone. I remember Joseph Prince sharing a testimony many years ago, I think Joseph Prince, about a woman that had a child who had, what was this condition that a child believes? Epilepsy, you know, the hand is like this and saliva will be coming out. Imbecile. How many of you have seen God change an imbecile? I truly have not seen. Amen. But I remember the testimony. I was on TV. I couldn't close my mouth. The boy was like this, pouring saliva, and they were giving him communion. He blessed the community and gave the mom. The mom, one day the mother woke up and the boy was normal. Talking to the mother, normal. Hallelujah to Jesus. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. Because if you don't hear, that's how you'll be doing your life in 2025. You have to hear what I'm saying. You are all image and likeness. Oh. You are not Dan Iska. You know what Dan Iska means? Tout. You are not created to be a tout. You are God's image and not a street boy, a woman. You must understand. God looks at, He made you like Himself. Like Himself. So that after service, you are not throwing banga under somebody's car. Get it. Glory to God forevermore. You are God's image and likeness. The testimony blew my mind. Why? Because they did it with what? Revelation. But Paul said there are many in church. He was writing to the church. He said for this reason, many are dying. Many are perishing because they eat it, not discerning it. Truly, if we catch this revelation, people on wheelchair, when they receive it, they will stand up and start working. My people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. Glory to God. Are you here tonight? Am I communicating tonight? Please come sit to me. With our folks, let's try to finish this so that you can sit down. Are you cool? Alright, shift to your people. Amen. It said, for the creation was subjected to frustration, futility, not willingly, because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will. And I was trying to break it down that people smoking and doing all kind of sin today did not actually plan to live their life like that. Do you know that most of the people, I went somewhere preaching one time, the persons were smoking in their hem. I used to be a BSU student. Behind customary courts, I used to stay. There's a compound before Bahamas. They used to write life camp on it before. But they built something at the front right now, so you will not see the life camp. Just that building that is before a building, before where they used to smoke and drink. When you are going towards that, I was in one of the first set of people that lived there without that fine side room. And it used to be the best compound that time. One of the best compound that time. And I remember one time I was praying in my room. The Holy Spirit said, stand up and go and preach to those people smoking. And I was shocked because I've never done that before. So I did like I did not hear him. I kept on praying. Blah, 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 blah. We are taking nations. He says, stand up and preach to the people that are smoking. And the way we're raised, nobody ever told us to go and enter where people are smoking and preach. So I couldn't go. So somehow, when I felt like God was saying go and preach, I now went without Bible to vex the people. You know what that means? When I passed, I peeped small. I looked at what is happening inside the place. I went to the front. I still came back again. I peeped. I said, kai, 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 kai. No, 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 no. These people will beat me. That's what was going through my mind. I said, you know, Satan will give you pictures. You see now, you open, they will say, stand up, they'll give you, pop. They'll say, are you mad? What, bro? Are you stupid? Who goes you? They will slap you again, pop. Satan was just giving you all the slap, picture of the slap. So, when I sat down and I heard the Lord, He said, I've not given you the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of sound mind, power, love. I took my Bible, and I mean, some of you clapping on certain kind of clap. I hope you know what you're clapping. Don't distract my meeting. Amen. I don't know why we'll clap for it. Some people don't do blah blah. And then clap is taking the attention. Amen. I entered the place. And while I entered, I said, can I talk to you people about Jesus? They looked at me. They looked at themselves. They said, okay, sit down. They didn't off their cigarette. They continued. One was pointing it on my face. No jokes. I kept on preaching. So the Jesus I stood up out of anger. I kept on hitting. I closed my eye, closed my nose. Jesus, so the Bible says, but as I was talking, I didn't know they were concentrating. The one that was blowing on my face too, somehow he started looking at me. I said, so now If anybody wants to receive Jesus, in my mind, I said, just, my mind was telling me, just go home. Nothing's going to happen here. I said, if anybody wants to receive Jesus today as his personal Lord and Savior, can you please just indicate by raising up your hand? All of them raised their hands, five of them. I thought they were joking with me. You know, I thought they wanted to impress me. So, I now said, I said to them, do you mean what you are doing? They all say yes. One was actually crying. They say yes. So, I said, hold your hands together. They held their hands. Lord Jesus, you know all the prayer of salvation? When I was done, I invited them to the fellowship. I don't think we have a church, but I think a fellowship, a praying group on campus. So, when I was going, one said, Pastor, I want to see you. I said, okay, you can come. He said, I don't want to speak to you privately. I said, okay, let's go to my room. We went, entered my house, gave him a chair. He said, sir, I want to tell you how I started smoking. I said, go ahead. He said, sir, many years ago, I failed an exam. When I went back home, my father insulted me and told me nothing good can come out from me. I'm a very useless boy. He said, I went out crying, and that was the night I started smoking because I was really frustrated. And my father made me to believe nothing good can come out of me. He said, Pastor, look at me. I looked at him. He said, do I look like a bad person? I said, no. He looks so calm. He said, but Pastor, I've been smoking and drinking and I cannot help myself. I can't stop. He said, Pastor, guess where I started drinking? I said, where? He said, in church. No jokes. He told me he started drinking in church. I said, how? He said, we went to a church. We had a celebration in the church and they shared alcohol. That was my first time to drink alcohol. You know, I was watching an interview and some people are trying to affirm the Afro gospel, which is not a problem with me. If you feel you want to sing it in an Afro way, it's a welcome idea. Just do it righteously. And somehow the person now was teaching and saying that he has a call from God, that he believes his call is like Moses, that God has raised him like Moses and he can actually change seasons. You know, like Moses changed season from Egypt, carried the children of Israel to the promised land. He said, for instance, he ministers in club. Then I asked him, what song do you say? He said, my songs. He said, I minister and people smoking Igbo are looking at me. He said, he ministers, that's one of his call, to minister in clubs. And the man said, why are you dressed like this then? He said, because this is kind of dressing. I need to dress and communicate to them. For instance, Paul said to the Gentiles, I just looked at the screen. I said, Mama, come and see our generation. He said, but people are condemning, blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes when people are condemning you are calling it condemnation. It's not condemnation, it's judging. Judging what is wrong from what is right. And as Christians, we have the right to judge what is wrong from what is right. It's not condemnation. If I tell you that what you are saying is wrong, I'm not condemning you. I mean, listen, people of God. How can you tell me that you are a gospel artist? All your hair, you dye it as a man, brown. You put earring. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Let's be sincere. All of you seated here. Imagine I put dye on my hair, all brown. You come to this church and I have nose ring. And I'm saying this thing I'm saying to you people. How many of you will be planning stone to throw towards me and the rest? It's the truth. You will not like what I'm saying. You all be, see this pastor, with the way they, all these church guests don't suffer for this church. You be like, say, all of them don't get blessed. Everybody will be suspecting me. It is not dressing that gets people changed. Jesus, when he came, he didn't dress like rebels to get the rebels. When Paul said that, he didn't mean for dressing. He said when he went to a people, he cultured himself like them so that he can get their attention. The Greeks desire a sign. That's what Paul told us. He said, but Jews desire what? Wisdom. The Jews, sorry, desire a sign, but Greeks wisdom. He said, but Jesus is both what? Wisdom and what? Power to both Greeks and what? Jews. That's what Paul meant there. That to the people that desire a sign, he will go there and he will trust God for a sign for them. The ones that desire wisdom, he will go there and he will make sure that he teaches the word of God so much in a very wise manner by the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what he meant for to the Jews, to the Gentiles. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? It is not dressing. Dressing does not change people. You can wear suit and still speak to people smoking and there will be change. Because it is not the dressing that is the power. It is the gospel that is the power. Because your dressing is a reflection of your mind. It's the truth. We can't deny it. A lot of times we are being just stubborn. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's be very sincere. How many of you will see a gospel artist with earrings and everything, and you'll be like, you know, somehow the church has been quiet. And I said something before. I said the devil likes to creep in. If there's a snake coming towards this place, a lot of times we will not discover early. It will be creeping small, small. How many of you have seen what they call green snake under green grass before? If you see the snake, your heart will beat because you have been close to the snake since. I was in BSU one time, I put my hand on one flower. And the snake's mouth was just close to my hand. I thought it was flower. As I saw it, I said, hey! As I was walking forward, they were saying, what happened? Pastor, I said, don't worry. I walked away far from the place. I started calling them. I said, leave that place if you like yourself. There is a snake there, or green snake on that green grass. It was just moving, creeping. One time, many years ago in India, we went to pluck mango. As we were plugging, there was a black snake. We're hearing the movement, but we thought it was rats. You know, if you have been around bush more, sometimes you hear movement, you'll not be moved. You think that one is a good, maybe it's rats or one good meat moving. Because we are used to catching rats that time, and rabbits and the rest. So we're trying, the thing was going, why the fear? Forget that in Aliza. You'll be encouraging yourself. And somehow, the thing just raised his head. It was a black snake. It was like this, bouncing. As everybody saw it, this is how we just, you know, you just press pause. Everybody just pause. All we say, don't move. May nobody run. The person that was saying, may nobody run, was saying like, may nobody run. If you run, you go. So everybody has sense. Which one is may nobody run and you are going back? As we were saying it, there was one of my friends, he didn't even hear, may nobody. He said, everybody on your own. He just moved. The snake was just going, this very sharp. As we climbed the main road, then we carried stone and went back. But it was creeping. That's how the devil behaves. That's why he chose the serpent. Creeps. Satan will start carefully. How did he start? He just died one side of the hair for one gospel artist. He said, go stage, no go talk. You climb stage, die one side of your hair. Jireh, you are the boy. We forgot the what? The dyed hair. The lyrics was strong. Everybody don't want to talk about. Have you observed Chris? They don't want to talk about the thing. They don't just want to talk about it. The next meeting now, he will not put earring. He will not dye it again inside small. When I said the dye did not affect the song the last time, why will it affect this time? You don't see Christians say, people they talk, anointing flow. Have you heard Christians talk like that? Anointing flow. They talk. See, even if a donkey stand here, God will speak through him. You saw it in the Bible, isn't it? That God spoke through you does not mean that you have an alignment, a walk with the Holy Spirit. Do donkeys speak with the Holy Spirit? But when God was looking for people to see, to talk to, when he didn't see someone, he used donkey. They were shocked. The prophet heard the donkey speaking to him. Donkey said, thus says the Lord. It's in the Bible. Anytime anybody stands for God's people, God will flow through him. But remember, he said at the end, he'll say, I prophesied in your name. I healed in your. I prophesied, I did miracles. What will he say at the end? Away from me, what? For I never knew you. Is that possible? Yes. It is possible to do things in the name of the Lord and don't have an alignment with the Holy Spirit. For some people that understand the cheat code of grace, there are some friends I used to know. They understand. Those guys will stand up like they were terrible humanizers. But when they stand up like this and enter a meeting, you just open your mouth like this. You will see things happening there. They'll just tell you, just tell yourself you are not a sinner. That's all. Things will be happening. But of course, there's a special place for them in hell. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? Are you here tonight? somehow the thing is creeping in. That is why some of us are trying to, you know, we've entered places. Worship has become more like activities. It's just like, just write the song, come, perform, do. And before you know, the dance, the Mali music, everybody, you know, the next one again. As they just do it in the world, we bring it into the church. Now, listen, I'm not trying to be a too much holy person. No. But I have a question. Where did all of these things started? In the world. Malians are in church. Let's be sincere, people of God. It's not Malian that started it. Every dance they start in the world ends in the church. Yet the church is the light of the world. How? How is the church the light of the world? Light of the world, they dance to Malian music. And when you dare to talk, you hear them saying, don't condemn. Listen, the problem we are facing in the world today is that we have Christians who don't know their place. That's why the Bible said the earnest expectation of creation are waiting for what? The revealing of sons. The revealing. Christians who don't understand their place. So God needs to get them really revealed. Walked upon and revealed. Who told you that those people are really full of darkness that God cannot touch them? God has not just seen vessels that he can flow through. He said, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. If God must flow on the earth legally, he needs a man. He needs people. And you know the big problem today we are having? That's what we are reading now. Verse 20. He said, for the creation itself is subject to what? Futility, frustration, not willingly, because of some internal fault on its part, but by the will of him who... Now, in this story now, who subjected these boys to these men? I said I should stand in the stead of God for some time, isn't it? I was the one that said they should have authority over these people. So who gave these people authority over these people? Which is represented by me here for this example. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Well, let me give another person who looks like God, because people are not agreeing with me. Come. It looks more like Jesus, right? So imagine this man wearing red, the blood of Jesus, to be Jesus. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And these people are what? The sons. And these people are what? Creation. Please follow me. So Jesus now gave what? Sons authority over what? Creation. To make creations what? Like sons at the end. Good Christians, isn't it? But sons now, they have everything it takes to make creation like sons, but they are not what? Using it. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? They are just full of themselves. They don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit, because they need to really sit with the Holy Spirit to really become people that can raise these other folks. I remember what we read in 1 Timothy 4 through 15 and 16. What did we read? That if they understand the Bible, it will what? Change them, and what? Change those that what? Hear them. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So look at it here. Now, according to this example now, who gave these people right over these people? Who kept these people under these people? And who is God represented here? This man of God. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So, if these people never rise and live to their potential, whose fault is it? Calm down and answer me. If these people now don't rise to their potential, whose fault is it? And whose fault? You know, you don't want problem with God. Whose fault is it truly? Okay. Who gave them authority over these people and said, these people now are innocent too? Somebody gave them authority. This is what I said, make them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Let's start from 90 again. I know some of you don't want to have a problem with God. And I don't want you to. I'm not saying it's God's fault, but listen, see what the Bible said. For the earnest expectation of creation, wait eagerly for the children of God to be what? Revealed. Next part of scripture. For the creation was subjected to frustration, futility, not what? Willingly, because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will of him, right? Who subjected what? It in what? Hope. Mark the word in hope. What is the hope that is subjected this creation to these people for? That at the end, these people will be mature Christians. That was the hope there. Are you people here? Am I confusing you people? Now listen, watch me. I use the board to teach sometimes so that you understand. Now, at the end we saw in what is the hope? That creation become what? Become sons. Isn't it? That's the hope. So this man subjected these people with the hope that they will become sons. And his hope for making these people sons is that these people are built to raise the people to become what? Sons. But these people failed. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say now? So God is saying it's not these people's fault. Next part of scripture. Watch carefully. That the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Give me the NKJV, not the Amplified. This part of scripture. See, the bad thing that God is saying in this scripture is that these people now, imagine these people that are not grown yet and are mature. They are now smoking and drinking, God forbid, and doing all forms of bad things, alright? Because these people have not taken responsibility to what? Raise them up. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And these people now that are supposed to raise people are drinking too and smoking and womanizing. What is there? Is there hope again? Is there hope again? What you are supposed to save these people from, you are what? Doing it. That's the situation that God saw between the people he has sent and creation. That he sent Adam and said, Adam, take authority over the earth. And Adam now became a victim of the same circumstance. Adam now came under the mastery of Satan. By one man, the Bible says, sin entered the whole world. That's how sin entered all of our lives before we met Jesus. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Very important. So God thought about another strategy. He came into the world, died for us, did everything for us. He said something at the end. He said, walk out your salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Meaning he gave them the Bible and said, don't stop there. Read the Bible. When you are done reading, pray in the Spirit. He said, that way, the glory I have put on your inside will begin to rise. Are you able to get out and try to explain it? Fear and trembling does not mean that you should carry the Bible and say, hey, if I don't read, I'm going to die. No, it was an adage, a way of telling people to be serious in Bible days. Walk out your salvation in fear, meaning with all seriousness and zealousness. Meaning that don't give that, you know, time is very precious. Time is very, if Satan steals your time, he has stolen your life. We are entering into another season of timing, 2025. And the devil shouldn't steal your time. Say, he shouldn't steal your time. Make sure he doesn't steal your time. I mean, I'm seeing great people in this place. If only Satan will not steal your time. He shouldn't get your eyes stuck on a phone. Now, listen to what God told me one time. I was trying to talk to a young man. Hey, listen. He told me, he said, sir, 365 days. I can tell you, I use more than 300 of the days to watch porn. That is not a place to laugh. Listen carefully. Are you listening to me? He says, sir, I use more than 300 days into 365 to watch porn. I was watching almost all my life. Crying. He says, sir, I can't save myself. I came to you because I cannot save myself. I took him somewhere quiet in town to talk to him. He says, sir, and I read books every time about greatness. And sir, with what I'm doing today, I don't think I can ever be great. Because I can't help myself. I felt so emotional, drove him to us town somewhere, quiet, sat him down as I was teaching him the Bible. That's how wicked Satan can be. As long as the earth remained, there's a law. Seed time and harvest shall know what? Sister, meaning what you sow is what you what? Reap. Now, if Satan is stealing your time, what will you reap? You see how wicked the devil is? What was the fall? Listen carefully. Satan said, I am naked. His eyes were open. He began to describe himself from the lenses of the flesh. That was the fall. The Bible said to be carnally minded is death. Adam ate from the wrong tree. His eyes were open. He described himself from his flesh. And now if you are fleshly or carnally minded, you end up where? In debt. That was debt for Ada. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? What is debt today? Debt is us, man being full of themselves. Men being carnally minded. That is why Satan is creating a lot of things to get you so attached to this world. Attached to things in this world. You find that people are attached to their phones, attached to a particular sport, attached to drinking, attached to smoking, attached to porn. Because he wants them carnally minded. And to be carnally minded is what? Debt. He has come to steal, to what? Kill, and to what? Destroy. That's the best he wants for you. He wants you dead. He wants you destroyed. That's what Satan wants. But the Bible says, but God has come so that you may have what? Life. And life what? In abundance. And that is why I'm making sure that religion will not reduce the intensity of this light in your heart. He didn't bring you a small light. You know, there's a song that said, this little cup of mine, I'm going to... No! This little light, I mean. The light of God in your heart is not little. He said you are the light of the world. Meaning that, look, you are definite. You are, meaning if all of us leave this earth today and only you stay, you will be bigger than the world. All of us cannot be fighting Satan. What God has done is too big. Little one that writing to us, he said, you are not just conquerors. He said, you are more than conquerors. Are you guys here tonight? How then should you live in victory? Just know the glory of God so much. See what Jesus has done so much. So that what he has done can now cause you to be somehow unconscious of the power of Satan in your life and in the world. You know why I neglect Satan as... people say, Pastor, you always neglect Satan's ability. He has power. You know why? What has caused me to neglect Satan's ability? God's glory. You can't set your gaze on God's glory and be conscious of Satan's ability. It's not possible. I tell you the truth. If they say Satan choke his hand, yeah, I will choke my hand there. I will not be affected. You will be the one affected. Are you all here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. Hey, come. Where are you going to? Have you taken an excuse? Huh? Did you take an excuse? One of your guys stood up there. You are not okay. He has come back. Has the guy come back? Okay, go. If you want to stand up, just come to me and take excuse. Hallelujah to Jesus. No, there's no problem. You just come over here and talk. To be carnally minded is death. Is it? But to be spiritually minded is what? Life. What was the fall? Genesis 2:7. See what the Bible said. Are you tired for the word? And the Lord God what? I want us to read together. Church, are you here? Want to go? Stop. He formed man from where? The dust of the ground. Where is your form from? From the dust of ground. This is your form. This is not you. It's your word, your form. If the fall was that Adam described his form as him, he became what? Carnally minded. He said, I am naked. He started describing himself from the lenses of his word, form. And his form was from where? The dust of the ground. What did God tell him? Now, Adam, dust you are unto. It was the curse on Adam. But when Jesus came, the Bible says, if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what has that spirit done? It has quickened your mortal body. So right now, you don't have a form that is from the dust of the ground. Now, all of you clapping that clap, I'll deal with you the next time. You try me now. Just speak them for me. Hallelujah to Jesus. From the dust of the ground. Very important. But the reason. man of the heart. Genesis 1 and 26. Let's see together. Want to go? Then God said, let us what? In our what? Let them have what? Over what? Over what? And over what? And every what? He said, let us make man in our what? Image and our likeness. Now let them have dominion over everything on the earth. This man, did anybody see that man? He's a spirit. That's why when your spirit leaves your body decays. Because your body is your form, it's not you. The real you is a spirit. Say, I'm a spirit that have a soul and lives in a body. Are you here tonight? So when you describe yourself from your form, it is called what? Death. Because you are not your form. So if you see people conscious of their form too much, they are dead. Why are you not in church? I did not plait my hair. You are dead. Why couldn't you make it to the event? I didn't make up on time. You are dead. Why were you not in church? I didn't iron the cloth I wanted to wear. You are dead. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Glory to God forevermore. Are you all listening? You're dead. But to be spiritually minded, the Bible says it is what? Life. And it is what? Let me give you an instance, people of God. How many of you here now, alright, will hear that your daddy is in coma and is about to die, and you are so sure of the power of God on your inside that when you lay hands on your dad, he will come out of coma? Lift your hands. If you are so bold, you know it will happen immediately, you do that. You know, I asked a lady this question many years ago. She was so bookworm. Listen, don't just raise your hands so in a hurry. And she went, she was neglecting church because she was pursuing academia so much. Not GP. She was pursuing some career, you know. So she was neglecting the things of God, not church. Praying and the rest, Bible study. So I called her one time. I said, you are neglecting the things of God in pursuit of something earthly. Now, it's not bad. I want you to be great. That's what I told her. But I said to her, I hope you know that Daniel was great. In terms of book, he was the best. He was pursuing his career. Never cheated in an exam. Never did any battle to deserve him entering the lion's den. What did Daniel do? He didn't bow to their God. He didn't bend to their terms and conditions. He said, me, I want to serve Jesus. They said, serve our God. He said, no. They said, okay. Now, listen carefully. The Bible said Daniel was in charge of seven presidents. More than seven presidents. There were several kings that would come to. There was a council. A committee. Daniel was the chairman of over seven presidents in his day. Seven kings. He was the one legislating in the meeting. Because of the wisdom, he deserved the place. Now, look at that man with the great potential. Do you know what the wanted Daniel to do? He wanted to destroy that great potential in just a few seconds. He took Daniel with all the wisdom and the potential in him, neglecting the beauty Daniel can bring to those seven kingdoms. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The devil is wicked. You think you are reading and saying, I want to change Nigeria. You can't change Nigeria just by power or might. You can only change Nigeria by the Holy Spirit. I had a young man tell me one time, he said, sir, I want to become the next governor that will change this state. And I said, how many relationships are you into right now? He said, sir, it's complicated. I said, that governorship will be complicated. Your administration will be very complicated. I said, you cannot even manage relationship now. You want to manage a state that will give you the all the things you ever need to be in any kind of relationship you enter? And I said, if you finish your life, you can start what you are saying. Hallelujah. By complicated, it means, I said this, he was telling me one lady, this one we're talking, you don't know, but this one I like her, but this one I don't too like her, you know, things like that. Now, Daniel had all of this potential. The king said, put him in the lion's den. He will not bow to our God. Is that a good reason to throw a man with potential? Is that a good reason to throw a man that can change a country? Because he will not worship your God? Some people are doing it in this country. If you like, be anything. As long as you will not bow to their terms and conditions, you are not becoming the president. You think this life is fair? You are playing cool. They say pray in tongues. You say no, I want to become the next Mary Slessor. Stay with God in prayer. Read your book, then pray. You say no, I've read book. I'll become the next queen. But pray in the spirit. No. Then you now go somewhere. They say before you pass this gate, before you come to this committee, something we do. It's not sacrifice. It's our own God we are worshiping. Bow to this thing. You say no, I'm a Christian. I say Christian what? We have heard real life testimonies. Bow to this thing. If you don't bow, you don't belong to this cartel. Get out. Yeah, but I have all the... See my papers. Get out from here. And I said to her, if you were Daniel and they put you in lion's den, I said, will that lion kill you or you will sleep on lion like pillow? She started shivering. I could hear her shivering over the phone. I said, look at me. I mean, hear me, sister, over the phone. I said, if they put you in lion's den today, will lion eat you or you will sleep on lion like pillow? She said, lion will eat me, sir. I said, be on fire for God. Because you can get to any height and they will just throw you in lion's den anytime they want to throw you. And you guys get what I'm trying to say? So even though we're telling you that become any relevant, know your mathematics, know physics and etc., you must mix it with fire. You must mix it with the Holy Spirit. You must mix it with prayer. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because there are dark places on the end. There are dark places that without the Holy Spirit you cannot enter. Some of you have not gone there dark already. You are in this town. There are some men you want to for help. They will tell you, meet me in so-so hotel. It's already happening. There are lecturers in this so-called BSU Union Greek that some of us have even confronted on behalf of some of you here. Some of them have come to me. I've gone there. That will tell people that if you don't sleep with me, you are not getting, not A, you are not passing the course even with a C or D. Gatekeepers, evil, evil people. Somebody finish, he has a degree, whether first class or third class, we don't care. Finish, becomes a professor, meaning you are the height of wisdom in that area. A father of knowledge. You should be wise by default. Some are 50, 60, sitting down on that place like gatekeepers. No lady can pass the course until they sleep with the lady. We thought education would save the world. It is obvious education has nothing to do with saving the world. Jesus is the answer for the world today. You are seeing the evil. How a man will stand up and tell us that he will change this world, make sure our children watch certain things, and you are taking it for granted. I've pastored and I've seen ladies who are very small, addicted to pornography. How did it start? I was raped so time. I was raped. I've seen it over time. One time I was in the room. I told my mother, I said, I'm tired of hearing this complaint. I hit my table like it was. It became so personal. I said, some of these men, in the flesh I was speaking, I said, they need to be arrested. Then I told her, I said, I think ladies should be bold enough to tell them. I don't know what. See, I know you people are going through a lot when you pass through that kind of thing. As a pastor, you may not understand. See, I dare you. I think I understand to an extent. You may be downcasted. You may feel so bad. Report the person to your father. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. I told her, I said, sometimes just teach them. Even though you don't want to beat them or arrest them, make them understand we know you did it. Probably that person is doing it to a lot of people. And suddenly you hear that the ladies are messed up. The men are messed up. Until somehow they find God. Are you listening to me tonight? I mean everything. Is it education you are hoping on? They gave me a project in 400 level. I'll never forget. What was the project? They approved it for me. Sorry. I chose it. They approved it. A virtual library for Christian books. I'm a computer scientist. A virtual library for Christian books. So they approved for me to do it. I do the practical, design the virtual library and etc. When I went for presentation on the day of presentation, I was the first person, you know, the way God did it, I was shocked. I was not even arranging my suit well when they said, number one, Simon. I said, Jesus Christ. And I entered. My laptop was not on. I started owning it there, did everything. And one man just stood, a professor. He said, what are you doing? I said, sir, sorry, I would have started presenting. The laptop was on. Some people know me there, so they were respecting me. So I said, sir, it's a virtual library for Christian books. He said, what? Virtual library for Christian books? You think this is church pastor? I said, sir, but the goal is doing a virtual library. But me, I say I want Christian book to be on my virtual library. The goal is not the books there. The hard thing is that you design a what? Virtual library. And everybody was like, no, it's cool, it's cool. You know, I said, what is the reason? I started explaining my reason. Now, before I got there, I remember I told my supervisor. I said, the reason I'm writing this is because I found out that education cannot help the world. God bless Nelson Mandela. He said, education is the future of the world. I said, but I stand to disagree with him because I'm seeing that it is not helping the world. I said, for instance, the closest example, BSU as a case study. I said, I've met lecturers who want to sleep with ladies who are professors, who are blah, 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 who are and they want to sleep with ladies before they give them grade. I said, and I asked him, how are they educated? He said, Simon, cancel that side. That's what he said. Just cancel it. Cancel it. Just say it in a, don't even say that side. Just forget it. God will help us. I remember. So I said to him, and I validated the claim. I said, there are evil people in the world. For instance, I told the lecturer, I said, Americans believe Osama Bin Laden is a wicked man, isn't it? They believe that he had the potential to destroy the world, isn't it? I said, why is it that somebody will know physics and math so much and they are hunting to kill him? Because the man has become a wise devil. He has the strategies to destroy a city in a day. I hope you know there are people in this world, individuals, that they are timing to kill because of what they can do. Because of the physics, what their physics and mass have discovered. They are making weapons that countries cannot sleep in the night. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? I'm saying this one now. Somebody is thinking of pressing button. How will you press button? You know, I was telling somebody Elon Musk is worth $456 billion. They say, what made him like that? I say, just physics and mass. Look at the potentials in human brain. Then you will tell me to be pressing button to be deceiving people somewhere. You are a joke. 2025, that will not continue. I mean, I shout amen. I'm not saying you are the one. There is more that can come out from your life. Are you here tonight? Now go back to where we are. Let's try to round up. Alright, so the children are frustrated. They are in futility. Verse 21. Futility, not because they want to do that, but because of the one who has subjected them in hope. Do you stand up now? I'm just saying it. I'm not saying you should sit down there. Sorry, comfort. What? My God. Praise. Now, man, you be. I know. Now, man, you be. Now, let me round up so that they can sit down. Are you here? He said, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into what? Of the children of God. Now, the Bible is saying that, take for instance that these people were now changed truly by the word of God. He said, these people now will be delivered in their what? In their what? Liberty. Meaning the freedom of these people is what will deliver these people. You know what God is saying? That if you can stop that thing that is holding you, your freedom. In your freedom is people's deliverance. God is saying that the reason why a lot of people are not born again yet is because you have not stopped something. Satan has used one thing and keep you in a place. Now, I'm not just talking about the sin. This scripture is not attacking it. It's attacking something. Go to the next part of scripture. Then it says, we know that the whole creation groans and labors with bed pangs together until now. Why? Next part of scripture. It says, not only that, but we also that have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our what? Our body. When I was reading this part of scripture, I said, God, is this futuristic? He said, no. He said, if it is futuristic, I would have not started from 11 and asked you if the same Spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same Spirit has quickened your mortal body. I said, go ahead, Holy Spirit, let me understand. He said, verse 13 and 12, then I made you to understand that you are debtors to by your Spirit mortify the desires of your flesh. So it's not futuristic. He said, but I wrote through Paul to make the people understand that even though Jesus has done it, they have to wait in prayer and understanding the word of God till what Jesus has said becomes a reality in their life. This is what Paul is trying to explain here. Eagerly waiting in bedpans, praying, staying with the word of God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Staying with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about Ephesians 1 and 15. Ephesians 1 and 12, I mean, that Paul was saying, I'm glad that you people are born again and that you have received the Holy Spirit, who is a surety that everything that Jesus has done for you becomes your own reality. Then look at the next part of scripture. But you see the point of it, that the problem is not the addiction. The problem is you being conscious of your flesh. Because if you are carnally minded, an addiction will be upon you and is what? Death. How do you leave addiction? Not by fighting a particular addiction. It's the flesh that is the problem. You need to just switch and become spiritually minded. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. Then that little addiction, you know, you are so big, don't focus on something small. It's just like a giant focusing on something small that is trying to destroy him. Meanwhile, the source, the reason why this thing is trying to destroy you is because you are focused on something wrong. Focus on the right thing, looking up to Jesus, who is your mirror. When you look at Jesus, you become the reflection of what you are looking at. And as you become spiritually minded, the thing holding you on your flesh will be destroyed. It will fall off. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? There's a realm where some birds cannot attain, meanwhile other birds attain. For instance, the eagle. Are you listening to me? I told you one time I was watching a documentary on eagles. I mean, that's what is about to happen to you in 2025. What was that? Anytime eagles want to take a trip, a very wonderful flight, they want to fly higher in the air, they'll go to the top of a mountain or the top of a rock, and they'll go there and start hitting their beak. The beak, their mouth. They are trying to change it. When it comes out, then the beak will become more strong. And when it's more strengthened, through that beak, then they'll start peeling off their old feathers. They'll be peeling off their old feathers. And as they are peeling off their old feathers, new feathers will come. So other birds are flying up there. Are you listening to me? Other birds may have been flying for long, but eagles are just changing their beak. While the birds are flying, they are changing their beak. While the birds are flying, they are changing their feathers. And they give it time. And when the new feathers come, suddenly they rise. Now, other birds can go and wait when they stop. Other birds can go and wait when it's raining. But when eagles start going up, no matter what is happening up there, it makes it easier for them to keep on going. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. When it's rainy, when it's stormy, when it's windy, eagles are happy. In fact, they don't even move again. They just sustain and they are moving up. That's what the Bible says about us. A day that wait upon the Lord. Meaning we are not just sitting down, we are changing our beak. As the new information is getting on your inside, what is happening? Your confession is changing. Now, let the weak say, I'm strong. You are not saying I'm weak again, you are saying I'm strong. Now, as you say you are strong, your strength is becoming change. You are discovering something you couldn't do before. And now, like Paul, you can say, I can now do all things through what? Christ that strengthens me. And suddenly, the things you couldn't do before, you are doing it and even more. Listen, nobody is coming from heaven to save you from sin. I can tell you as a living witness. Many years ago, I was telling my guys, my leaders, I said, you are very lucky and happy and wonderful. Just, you are so lucky. I said, in our days, while we grew up, we didn't have people that could teach us these truths. I said, some of us, we crawl in Christianity in the spirit until we found grace that changed us. With the kind of teachings we had, there was no way for us to be saved from sin. I said, I was one of them that would go to church, enjoy the presence of God, come back home, and I'll see myself doing things I'm not supposed to do. And I remember the day I was crying in frustration because my agreement with the Holy Spirit was this. I wanted to do a genuine Christianity. And I remember on the keyboard, I was playing the keyboard in my room and I started crying. I said, God, if you are real, show me your face. Singing a song. I want to see you by Chito. I was singing the song and I was crying. I was singing the song and I heard this word literally in my ears. Christ. It says, study on the word Christos. And that was my liberation. When I started studying and studying, I remember I shared another encounter I had in Lagos. The Lord spoke to me literally in the midnight. My dad was sleeping by the bed. I was sleeping on another bed. He spoke to me literally. He said, always see yourself like Christ. I shared how that I felt like I was in a cold freezer. And when I woke up in the morning, my life changed. I started telling people, see yourself like Christ. He's your mirror. I said, that was my liberation. I said, but some of you today, you are so fortunate. You just start the faith and you are getting this information. We were not fortunate. The Bible did not say, when you pray so much, then you shall be changed. It said, when you know the truth, then the truth will what? Make you free. Not set you free. You were set free 2,000 years ago and more. But you see, the only reason you walk in that liberty today is when you hear the truth. Then the truth will make sure that that freedom you had becomes present day reality. Are you listening to me? He said, my people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. Why would God tell us that we can live above sin if we cannot live above sin? Is it wasting our time? You have to beat your chest sometimes. Paul told the church one time, he said, be angry and stop sin. Yeah, no, okay. Pastor Simon, you mean we can just stand up and say, Charlie, then we stop sin? No. He had taught them so much. Are you listening to me? Taught them the word of God so much. Then he came back and he said, how far? They said, sir, we are still in the sin. He said, we wouldn't have taught you. Stand up in the fire of what I've told you. He said, I'm in sin again. You have more than enough to live above sin. Of course, Paul had learned that from the Lord. He cried to the Lord when he had an infirmity on his body, a thorn on his flesh, he said. He said, 3 times I cried to the Lord to remove that infirmity from me. He said, but the Lord told me, Paul, stop crying and wasting your tears. He didn't say, Paul, no. He said, Paul, stop crying. He said, for my strength is perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. Meaning, Paul, you don't need anything from heaven to come. Check within what I've given you is too much to take away this darkness away from your life. Your change is not coming from the glass. Your change is coming from within. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your change for 2024 is not on the clouds. Don't look up to heaven. It's in you. And the Bible said the only way to bring about this change is by a mystery. In 1 Corinthians 2, it said there's a mystery hidden in ages past for your glory. There's a mystery hidden in ages past. This is what I mean. Imagine this man of God is in a room. And this book contained all the treasury that his father kept for him in the room. But he never knew there was a treasury in that room. He didn't know there were dollars, gold, and silver in the room. And he's poor. But this book has been in the room. The father has described the place. He kept the money for him in the room. And one day he was sweeping. He was sweeping. And he raised the bed. Then he saw a book looking old. And he decided to read the book. Maybe the title of the book said, the treasury that has been kept for you, dear son. And when he opened the book, while managing Gary, he saw that he needed to just open one part of the room. And when he opens, he goes to the left. When he goes to the left, he turns to the right. Then his eyes are like this. He's seeing gold everywhere. That simply means this mystery was hidden for his glory. This thing in the book had been hidden for his glory. Now that he has seen the mystery, he can see the glory. This information has been hidden for your glory. Now that you are hearing this truth, you can step into glory. He said there's a mystery that has been hidden in ages past for your glory. And now you are hearing that mystery. That simply means that it's time for glory. Say it to your neighbor, it's time for glory. Shout it to your neighbor, it's time for glory. Now if creation understands their place, everybody here will be liberated. Like I said, your liberty, the Bible says their liberty is in the glorious liberty of the sons. That's why the Bible said in Hebrews 12, it said, now you are come to the cloud of witnesses. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Somebody say, what do you mean by that, prophet? If you go to Hebrews 12, if you go downwards into Hebrews 12, the Bible says, you are come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord. Then it said, in an innumerable multitude of angels. Give me this. Oh, glory, glory, glory. All right, he's here. Now, he said, can you give me that part of scripture in Hebrews 7? He said, but you are come to Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion again? These are just adjectives describing one thing. What are adjectives? No. What are adjectives? That describe and what? What's that word? Choir, stand up and answer me. One choir person, stand up. You know, I saw the amount of choir, one of you should stand up and answer. Hey, now, clap for her. That's good. They modify or describe. Alright? Mount Zion, another way for describing the dwelling place of Christian Mount is, one of it is called Mount. It says you have come to what? Mount Zion. Mount Zion again is also called what? The city. It's the same thing, though. The city of the Lord. What do we call this in English? Words that describe, different words that describe a thing. Is it synonyms or antonyms? Huh? My God. What are they? They are Jesus. The city of the living God. Another word for it is what? The heavenly what? Jerusalem. Do you know we are describing the same thing? What is another way to describe it? The innumerable what? Innumerable what? Company of what? Of angels. What's another word to describe Mount Zion? Let's borrow scripture. The general assembly and the church of what? The general assembly and the church of the firstborn. What's another word? Ah, to God. Meaning if you are Mount Zion, you have come to God and stand before Him, the judge of all. I hate the fact that some of you are not happy. Are you happy? Are you happy? She knows what I'm talking about. Why are you looking sad? You're about to step into 2025 with a sad face. I rebuke that spirit of sadness in your life. Be happy. God the judge of all. Now, what's another way to describe Mount Zion? Where the spirit of just men, where the spirits of just men, not demonic men, just men, are what? Made perfect. Meaning every just man goes there. And his spirit is what? Perfected. So every just man that's graduated from the earth, where is he? Huh? And where are we today? That means right now we have just men around us. Glory! Finally, what is the scripture for Mount Zion? He said you have come to Jesus, the mediator. Just imagine it's written there. Then the last place, he said, to the blood of sprinkling that speaks what? Better things than that of him. Everything is in Mount Zion. Favor, dear. Everything, dear. Security. He said, in Christ you are complete, not lacking anything. In Christ you don't look for humility, you are humble. In Christ you are not looking for holiness, you are born through holiness and righteousness. In Christ, you are not looking for power. You are powerful. In Christ, you are not looking for anything. In fact, even in Christ, there is wife and husband for you. Pastor, how do I get my wife and husband in Christ? Just be conscious of Christ. Not man or woman. Be conscious of Christ. The right man and woman will come. But if you set your eyes on men and women, you will not see it. Are you here? You can be seated. For the sake of time, just keep my Bible. Keep Pastor Peter his Bible. Tio, thank you. He didn't say I'm welcome. Thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? These are different adjectives for describing the dwelling place of a believer. Now, let's round up. Let's start again. Go back to Hebrews 1. Now let's catch Revelation. Are you here? This is the last point before we begin to We'll take a song, two songs, and when we take that two songs, we begin to praise God till we enter 2025. Our closing 12:01 sharp. We're not wasting time. Are you ready? Hit the nail on the head. One to go. Therefore, we also, since we are what? So by so a great what? Cloud of witness. Check this whole thing. Wait, what are we describing here? He said you have come to the speed of just men. This is what Paul now used to describe when he came here. Because Paul wanted to use an example to explain something for us. Go to verse 2. You will see Paul's example. Now, the tale of verse 1. Go back to verse 1. It says, look at the last two lines. The last two lines. Easily ensnares us and let us run with the endurance, the race that is what? Set before us. Next part of scripture. Looking up to Jesus, the word. So Paul decided to use cloud of witnesses because he wants to use a relay race to explain something. So he said, if I want to use race, instead of saying Mount Zion or company of angels or anything, let me just speak spirit of just men made perfect because of the example I want to give. But have in mind that when we talk about a place where spirit of just men are made perfect, we are talking about Mount Zion. We are also talking about what? A place where there is an what? Innumerable multitude of angels. Am I confusing you tonight? Are you getting confused tonight? No. If you focus, you will not be confused. Now, Paul chose this example because in his days, probably, scholars say Paul liked sports, that he was quite into sports. So he chose to use that example. In their days, they brought relay races, if you remember. All these races, he started with them. Are we together? So he said, if they are about to race, there's a cloud of witnesses. There are fans that will sit in the gallery. Remember inter-house sports. And when you people are running, your house people will be shouting. For instance, in our own school in Kaduna, Burma, Abyssinia, Dalet, Mogadishu, red, yellow, green, and blue house. They'll be shouting for their guys. So Paul said that these just men that have died, these great fathers of faith that have died, he said, we're not supposed to idolize them or look up to them. He said, these people are more like cloud of witnesses. They are surrounding us in an event. We are the one running on a journey. He said, the starting line of the journey is Jesus. He said, and the finishing line of the journey is what? Jesus. He said, and these people who have gone before us are like in the spirit. They are sitting, hey, run, run, win it, get it done, finish what we started. They are not saying that stop where we stop. They are saying finish what we want, started. Where is the starting line? Jesus. Where is the finishing line? Jesus. It means we that are rising, even though we love them that have gone, the only reason why what God has said about our generation will find expression is that we are looking up to Him, who is the one author and what finisher. Not looking up to anybody that have gone. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? So Paul is saying that seeing that you are in the glory, or you are surrounded by mighty, a cloud of witnesses, he said, lay aside anything that is stopping you. In the glory, you can just lay aside. Are you here tonight? You can lay any sin away. How do I prove it again? Romans 6:12. See what Paul said. In the glory. He said, therefore, do not let sin reign on your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Meaning you have the power to say, sin, you can't reign on my mortal body. God said, don't allow sin. Say, I would not allow it. If God says it, brother, it's easy. Tell somebody it's easy. God cannot tell you what you cannot do. God cannot tell you what you cannot do. If He says it's easy, it's easy. God never said Christianity is hard. It's man and religion that said it. Now, they said it's not an easy road. What did God say in His word? My yoke is, and my burden is light. In your heart, He said they are easy. Tell somebody serving God is easy, man. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by His spirit. He can't give you His ability and you are saying His heart. If His heart, check what you are using to live. To live for God is probably your own ability, because by strength shall no man prevail. This is where God stood from and told me, son, I've given you a vision. And this is a vision. You're going to cause the people to live divinity in simplicity. There is it. Why? Because see, Christ is the grease for a smooth life. He's the grease. When it's hard, you apply Christ. It becomes smooth. The yoke he gives us, the responsibility he gives us is easy. And the burden, the things that seem like burden on our life that he gives us are light. If he said live above sin, that yoke is easy. That thing that seems like burden is light. Oh, glory to God. Are you listening to me? Whatever he says you should do is easy. And it's light. He says stays in a town. Tell somebody, you may think it's hard, but it's easy. And it's light. It's easy. So other people are progressing and you are staying here. Hey, listen, it's easy. It's like, as long as you think like them, you may be here suffering. You know, they may tell you it's hard, blah, 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 because you are in the city. You say, don't worry, I'm just serving God. We have to suffer for a while. No! Wherever God says, wherever God says you should stay, your gold is there. In the same land, he said, Isaac, so, people were not sowing. People were not farming. He said, Isaac, stand up like a mumu, go and till the ground. So, Isaac was using probably irrigation to water the ground. He said, keep on sowing. I want to shock the people. It's not rainy season, Isaac, but you reap. People were laughing at Isaac. He was doing irrigation. He was sowing. He was watering. God told him to sow like a fool. He was doing it. He became the richest in the town. Suddenly, they came in the morning and they saw the harvest. What? In this land of famine, a man is harvesting. Why? He heard God. God told him to sow. Are you listening to me? Makodi is tough. They say you have to trick your leg in Abuja or Lagos. But God said, just calm down small, probably. I'm not saying everybody must be here. Probably you, God told you, calm down, don't worry. Say, I don't have all the means, I don't have anybody there. No, your money is not in a location. Your money is in you. Listen, the Bible says, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, giveth birth to good things. Many God is saying that, I am a creator, and if I created you in my image and likeness, you are a creator too. So creators create things. You can create your world. Like the eagle, change your beak. Then your strength will be changed. Then what you begin to do now will blow the mind of everybody. Though it may be stormy, windy, Makodi, but you are going up. Because you are waiting on the Lord. And saying, Lord, you said I should be here, and I'm here. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Simply meaning that it is the blessing on a man and a blessing consciousness that bring about riches. The blessing make it rich. Meaning you are blessed before you are rich. You are blessed to produce riches. Say, I'm a blessed man. And I produce riches anywhere. Let me give you an example of a blessed man. Jacob was a blessed man. And Jacob went to work for a man foolishly for 7 years to marry his daughter. What a foolish ideology. And when they brought the woman, he said he did not know. He slept with her. They said, work another 7 years. He said, no problem. They said, what should we pay you? Pay me anything. Give me the sheaves that are bad that you want to throw away. Give me them. The man said, I want to give you money at least. He said, no, I just want the sheep. When they gave him the sheep, blessing consciousness. He dreamt. God told him, do this. God gave him a strategy. When he started doing, applying those strategies, the sheaves that they were throwing away were becoming fatter. All of a sudden, at the end of Jacob's 7 years journey of getting a wife, he did not only take the man's two daughters, he took everything the man owned because of the blessing consciousness. If the blessing enters a place, it takes over everything. They drove Isaac away from their land, the Philistines. They say, Isaac, you are too powerful than us. Is that not what the Bible said? You want us to read the Bible again? We can get that scripture for us. They say, you are too powerful than us. Leave our land. Leave our land. Why? Because you obeyed God. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? And it's tough about obeying God. Hope you know that. It's quite tough. Like Joseph. The Bible said Joseph was successful because the Lord was with him. But ask yourself a question. How was the Lord with Jacob and he was in a well? How? Because God was taking him somewhere. And if God come and said, Jacob, leave the way, I'm your God, he would have not got into Egypt. Sometimes if God wants to take you there, you allow men to just mess you up a little bit. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm trying to say. they are talking bad about me, they are doing that to me, they are blah, blah, blah. And God is like, don't worry, I'm working out something. Your matter will get to the boss up there. Then when they talk about you so bad, the boss will not want to come and find out. The man will come and let me see that person they are talking about. And when he sees you, say, ah, I think this one has the potential to be the second in command. That's how some of you get there. From the well, Jacob, the presence of the Lord. I mean, is it Jacob? Sorry. Joseph, the presence of the Lord was with him. What then happened? They sold him into slavery. You know, somebody said to me, he said, don't say your dream so that they will not suffer you like Jacob. That's it, that's the reasoning. Just Joseph and me. Say your dreams. Go say what I have declared to you in the secret. Climb the mountaintop. Loud it. Because anybody that tried to destroy you is taking you there. It's part of the strategy. Do you know that if you are sick, you should stand up, go on Facebook Live. People are expecting you to die. Have a Facebook Live. Say, I will not die. Because the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? They say your mother is in coma, she will soon die. The devil will say, don't tell people you are a man of God. Don't tell people. You can go on Facebook Live. I say, my mother is in coma, and all of you know, guess what? She's not dying. Because the Lord is my strength and my salvation. That's what we call faith. You have put God on the line. Everybody now is watching to see whether your God can fail. And what did he say? He said, I am the rewarder of them that diligently seek. Faith does not have number two. All our eggs in one basket. All our eggs are in one basket. Jesus is the basket. We don't have another plan B if plan A fail. We know plan A is our only plan. Like Abraham, we're not going to sacrifice Isaac with a ram at the back. Should he guess God, which he will provide the ram. Be in the city, the ram will come. Are you hearing me? A consciousness you begin to walk with in 2025. You are a blessed man. You don't talk lack around you. You don't talk sin around you. You don't talk weakness around you. You are strong and you are raising strong beings around you. You and your children are for signs and wonders. Don't take defeat, thoughts of defeat. Don't listen to them. You say, I'm different. You know, sometimes I tell my wife, I say, I just feel like there are wings around me trying to raise me up somewhere. I feel the power of God every time. Predict you can be small. You can't predict my son whether I'll be small or big. Nobody can wish me bad in this life because I can pray. Nobody can wish me bad. You can wish me bad. That's your own cup of tea. I can pray. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall be strong. They shall mount up wings. And when we mount up wings, we are flying. And nothing can stop us because we are moving like the eagles. And when we are flying and the storm comes, it helps us to move better. 2025, it'll be like what Isaiah prophesied. He said, who are these that fly as the birds of heaven? The Lord gave us a word for 2025. Are you ready for that word? He gave us a word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Libra Hanna Shama, let the singer get ready. Let it get ready. He gave us a word. Is it son? Are you ready for the word? Is it you must move with fire in 2025? Fire. Elijah, was it Elisha or Elijah? The king Ahab came on his horse. He said, I want us to go and solve a problem. He said, go and come in. I mean, the king wanted to see him. He said, go and come in. The man was on a horse. He said, go and come in. He said, no, how will you face me? He said, I will face you. Don't worry, just go. The man left when he was going. You know, some of you think the supernatural is strange. You are here to see strange things. While he was going, he just heard, pew. Elijah passing, pew. My spiritual father said something to me. He said, I like watching cartoons. I said, sir, why would you like watching cartoons as old as you are? He said, because when I watch cartoons, especially Tom and Jerry, I am happy. I said, why? He said, they will fold Tom like this and twist him, cut him into two. The next episode, Tom is fresh again. He said, Tom and Jerry shows me the possibility of anything. He said, everything is possible in cartoon. So they help my heart. You know what the word for next year should be? God told me. He said, it's a year of working on impossibilities. The year of working on impossibilities. Meaning, think about anything. Think about anything. And like Paul, I can do all things. I told you, nobody should weigh you down. No religion, no man of God, no father, no mother should weigh you down. It should be your year of working on what? Impossibilities. Peter saw Jesus walking on water. When he saw Jesus walking on water, he said, Master, are you the one walking on water? And Jesus says, me. He said, if you are the one, let me too walk on water. He said, okay, come on, Peter. Peter began to walk on water. He was mild. And suddenly the storm, the raging sea, Peter looked at it and he began to sink. And Jesus held him and brought him back and he began to walk again. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? Next year you will walk on impossibilities. And even if you try to sink, God will hold your hands. He will raise you up. And he will help you walk even better. He will never leave nor forsake you. Lift your hands and pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. He has given us a word. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Lift your hands everywhere. Just lift your hands. And listen to the song because it blesses you. Your hands up, everybody. Just pray in the Spirit. Oh, Rika Bashala Baba Baba Baba.
Impossibilities. when all the devil prays. You're the name above all names.
Be exalted now in the heavens.
As the glory,
as your glory still displays.
You alone deserve
the praise.
Of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.